We continue today in 1 John chapter 1. Today we look at verses 4 and 5. We write this to make your joy complete. This is the message we have heard from Him and declare to you. God is light. In Him there is no darkness at all.
Father, You are light, and You have given that light to me as one of Your children. Revive in me the responsibility that comes with carrying the light in this world of darkness. Forgive me, Lord, that the world has seen too little of Your holy light in me. Make me a burning torch that, lifted high above the darkness, will lead others into Your purest, holiest light of love. Keep me on fire, Father. Keep me on fire for You. Amen.
Today, think about, as church, the bride of Christ, we have a serious responsibility that we are neglecting. We are to be the light of this world in this world of sin. Where the light shines, there can be no darkness. Look at this nation, once founded on the principles of Almighty God. There is no darkness more than there is light. There is a responsibility of every child of God. Arise, O light shiners, arise. The nation grows darker. The world grows darker each day. Just look at the headlines. The only light we have is that of Christ Jesus. And the only way of spreading it is through our love to them.
Today's action. Pray today that God will revive your responsibility to carry His light into the world of darkness. Today's treasure is found in the book of Hosea, chapter 6, verse 2. After 2 days He will revive us, and on the third day He will raise us up, that we may live in His sight.
Jesus said it best. No one lights a light and then puts it under a bushel or hides it. When you light a light, you expect it to shine forth. When you turn on the light in your home, you expect the electricity to cause the heating reaction and a light to come forth. Jesus expects the same thing of you, my friends. He expects you to be a light and to shine forth into the world and to save those that need His love, His care. Look around you. Step out your door. Step out your workplace. Look around you when you're driving at all the darkness. At all the faces that have that why look, at all the sadness, at all the hurt, and bring a little light.